Hello and welcome to the audio version of the Insider Secrets Report. Discover the insider secrets that most women will never come close to learning for building a toned and curvy body, despite your age, genetics, confidence, or experience. I'm the author, Brett Campbell, and today I'm going to take you through a guided version of the Insider Secrets Report. Along the way, I'll also add and include any extra tips and strategies that we have for you. So let's get started. In the coming pages, you're about to discover six insider secrets to unlocking your true body transformational potential. But first, let me explain what true body transformation potential actually means. It is the ability to start a journey and tackle any setback, defeat, directional change, or obstacle that comes your way. It is the ability to learn and discover the true you, and to take these lessons and create the body, mind, and lifestyle you truly deserve to live. You see, a true body transformation is not just about exercise and nutrition. There is a lot more to it, and that's exactly what we're going to be uncovering in the next few moments. I want to start by busting a very common myth. You're led to believe that you need to lose fat to get healthy. Well, in the coming moments, I'm going to convince you that you need to get healthy in order to lose fat. I'm going to do this by unlocking six secrets that you must adhere to if you want to lose fat, build lean muscle, feel invigorated, and ultimately finally reach your true potential in life. I can say with confidence that what you're about to hear is not just some basic eat three meals a day and walk 30 minutes and drink lots of water. After all, that's no secret. In fact, that's common knowledge that is sweeping the world and silently hijacking people and their journey, ultimately setting you up for failure. Now, before we get stuck into this report, I just want to give you a little bit of a brief background about myself. Now, myself and my beautiful partner Emily are the creators of Fit Chicks. Fit Chicks is a female-only community with a mission to change the lives of 1 million females by 2020 on how to live a healthy, active, and fulfilled life. Together, we have over 10 years' experience working with individuals and transforming lives within the health and fitness industry. I have personally been a go-to expert for fitness publications such as Oxygen, Fat Loss, and UltraFit magazine, where I've published many articles on a variety of different topics. I've personally coached and mentored hundreds of other fitness professionals also from around the world. We also have a In the Trenches business where we have over 20 physical locations of our Fit Chick Transformations program throughout Australia. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I feel it's very important that you feel comfortable with the information that I'm about to share. You see, in the information age that we live in, it is no longer hard to find an answer to a question that we have. In fact, it's the complete opposite. The problem we are facing is ensuring that the information we read or find out is of top notch and correct. One thing you can expect from this report is that the information you have read or listened to has been studied, it's been researched, and has been used on real people to achieve real results. So without further ado, let's get stuck in with our first insider secret. Insider secret number one, what's your why? I get asked this question several times a day. Where do I start? What's the first step? What do I do? And before you even think of a specific goal or end result, you need to come face to face with the why. Why do you actually want to lose 10 kilos? Why do you actually want to gain 10 kilos? Why do you want to have more energy? Why do you want to be a size 10? Why do you want to lose fat from your butt and thighs? You see, until you can uncover the real reason why and the purpose, you'll never have enough motivation and determination to carry out your goal to completion. Maybe you've been there before. Maybe you've started a desired goal, but for some reason or another, you just stopped and you've never achieved it. You see, the problem is people will start and possibly start to see some really good results at the start. But as time goes on, it becomes harder or you just simply hit a plateau. And then what are you supposed to do? It feels that everything you are doing is no longer working. Why? Well, funny we use that word. It is that exact reason when your why for doing this becomes so important. Be honest with yourself. If your why is you can't stand to look at yourself naked in the mirror anymore, you look at yourself in the mirror at a certain angle and almost faint from what you see. Now, that was me actually several years ago. For me, I never wanted to see or feel that again. Maybe you're sick and tired of people making jokes or rude remarks about the way you look. Maybe you're sick and tired of having to wear loose, baggy clothing to hide the rolls of fat you have. Or maybe you have to wear the clothes to hide your lack of body shape. Maybe you don't have enough energy to keep up with your children, and you're even more afraid that maybe you're not going to be around for them in the later years of life. Maybe you have no love life because you're too embarrassed to approach the opposite sex and the fears of being judged or laughed at. Or maybe you just feel like absolute crap. You have no energy, your libido's gone, and you have no motivation to do anything. Now, we could go on about all these different whys, but the point I'm trying to make here is that everyone is different. Everyone has a different why as to why they are embarking on the journey. Now, if you listen carefully, you heard me mention what my why was for me to get started. Now, my question to you is, what's your why? Unless you can unlock the power of the why, you are going to consistently struggle to ever achieve your dream body, your dream lifestyle, and you will lose the ability to live a long, happy, and fulfilled life. Okay, let me stop there for a moment. I know that sounds a little bit deep. And yes, I totally agree with you, it is deep. And it needs to be, or else you will never create the emotional change you need to take action and get started. Now, after training and coaching thousands of individuals over the past few years, and myself included, on how to live a life you desire with a body to match, I've discovered this. You will never achieve anything unless you really know why you want it. So here's a little task. Write down in exact details, as it sounds in your head, don't skip any words, why you want to achieve your desired goal. Follow that up with, what will it really mean to you if you do achieve this goal? And finally, follow it up with, what will my life end up looking like if I never start or achieve this goal? You see, before you even get started on the exercise and nutritional components, you need to harness the power of the why. It is extremely important, and unfortunately, it is one of the most missed components on anyone's journey, full stop. Now, let's get stuck into the insider secret number 2. Find the root cause. Have you ever been to the doctors and you're in and out with a prescription in hand in less than 10 minutes? Well, taking away the 30-minute wait time, of course, but I'll keep it at 10 minutes just to keep the point more valid. Now, the prescription that you have just been given is simply an overpriced band-aid. Now, unfortunately, most doctors only look at the symptoms and treat accordingly. They'll give you something that can assist you right now, but they fail to look at how to avoid this ever happening again. Now, this is not an attack on doctors, probably more in the way that the process is set up. What needs to happen is we need to find out the missing link, which is the root cause. Now, consider this for a moment. Have you ever thought that the reason for your sugar cravings may have come from the fact that you only had 3 or 4 hours sleep last night? Or maybe you don't actually have a slow metabolism and your gut and liver are simply clogged up by chemical cocktails sitting in your gut. Or the fact that the main reason you're actually holding belly fat is due to your cortisol levels being high, due to the multiple different stresses that you're going through, ranging from nutritional stress based from poor food choices, physical stress based on overtraining and wrong types of training and styles, electromagnetic stress where you have exposure to certain lights and rays, and of course chemical stress where you have exposure to different chemicals found in different body care products, and of course pesticides used on foods. And of course, last but not least, we can't forget emotional stress. Now, this is the ability on how you can handle your emotions. Okay, I'm sure you get my point here that there are a lot of stresses, and that stress no longer just falls under the category of, I'm having a bad day. There is so much more to it. But when it comes to finding the root cause, you need to dig deeper and put your CSI hat and binoculars on. Now, let's use this for an example. Let's say you uncover your root cause, and the fact is that you're only getting 3 or 4 hours sleep a night. Now, there is no food plan or exercise plan under the sun that will end up giving you the results you want. Now, the topic of sleep is a completely different book and audio program and a set of research topics on its own, but it is so vital in our quest for optimum performance that I just need to share a couple of things with you. Now, lack of sleep will disrupt your hormones and play havoc on your ability to burn fat and build a lean, sexy body, leaving you insulin resistant, craving sugary sweets, and setting up your body for ultimate fat storage mode. Now, sleep is the most overlooked lifestyle factor that contributes to obesity, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and so much more. Author T.S. Wiley writes in her book Lights Out, Sleep, Sugar, Survival. She says there are at least 10 different hormones, as well as many other neurotransmitters in the brain, that go simply sideways when you do not get enough sleep. And as we'll discuss in a moment, losing fat has everything to do with hormones. It is important to know that during your sleep cycles is when your body does its main repair work. Not too dissimilar to you dropping your car off for a major service. Here's a little quick tip. You need to be getting at least 6 to 8 hours of quality sleep. Okay, there's a difference between sleep and quality sleep. We'll talk about that in a moment. You need to create an ideal sleep environment with minimal electromagnetic stress frequencies. Now, that's your first ideal step. And yes, unfortunately, that means no Facebook or Instagram scrolling within 30 minutes before you go to sleep. If you want to beat the bulge, you must reduce your exposure to computers, TVs, or cell phone screens at night before you go to bed, because what it does is it decreases your melatonin production. Melatonin is the hormone responsible for regulating quality sleep cycles. To throw another spanner in the works, human melatonin production decreases as a person ages, making this even more important as we get older. Now, whether your root cause is quality of lack of sleep or not, assessing your sleep patterns is a must for everyone looking to operate at optimum levels. In the report, you will notice there's an image based on your circadian rhythm. Now, your circadian rhythm is your natural sleep cycle, where our body is designed to rise with the sun and go to sleep with the night. Now, you can look here that in the first 3 hours of sleep, your body does its physical repair work. It's not until the later stages of your sleep cycle that you undergo your psychological repair. So you can see if you're not getting enough quality sleep, your psychological components are not being adhered to. Hence why you can wake up feeling grumpy, tired, and simply just don't want to get out of bed. Now we really want to avoid that. Now let's move on to insider secret number 3. This is a favorite of mine. Diets will make you fat, and we need to understand hormones. Now, I want to introduce you to a hormone called leptin. Leptin is a hormone responsible for keeping you from starving yourself and to also monitor how much fat you have on your body to remain healthy. Leptin communicates with the hypothalamus gland, which is found in your brain. Your hypothalamus gland then communicates with your thyroid and tells it either to speed up or slow down, depending what's happening with your fat stores. Let's look at 2 specific cases, and let me explain why dieting sucks and why most people fail. For the ease of remembering how this works, I will give each hormone a title. We will use Mr. Okay, so hormones could be Mr., Mrs., or anything. For this particular topic, we're going to be using Mr. Scenario 1. When someone embarks on a calorie-restricted diet, fat stores drop considerably. Mr. Leptin then gives Mr. Hypothalamus a call to let him know that we have a problem and that we need to preserve fat to be used as energy when needed. Mr. Hypothalamus then tells Mr. Thyroid to slow down your metabolism and to increase your appetite so we can return the body back to normal as soon as possible. You see, the last thing our body wants when we're restricting calories is to have a fast metabolism and feel hungry, right? It'll just make us even leaner and leaner, and then we'll all be gaunt and unhealthy, and our internal hormonal system will be all messed up. Now, your body simply switches into survival mode. Remember that your body does not know that you're on a fancy new diet and that you would like to lose a few kilos and to be a size 12. Your body really has only one role, and that is to survive. Now, when the famine breaks and your fancy new diet is over, boom! That is where 90% of dieters regain all their lost weight. Let me explain it. Your body feels like it has just been through a famine, and I can guarantee you it certainly doesn't want to go through that process again. Your fat stores are now crying out to be filled up adequately, and so this process takes place. And you guessed it, those extra new calories that you start to consume after you've been on your diet are going to be stored straight into your fat stores as insurance in case this happens again. As your fat stores get replenished, Mr. Leptin will rise again, and he'll call Mr. Hypothalamus, who then calls Mr. Thyroid, and we can now normalize our metabolism and appetite. Remember, Mr. Leptin is responsible for keeping you from starving yourself and to monitor how much fat you have on board to remain healthy. And that's exactly what he does. Now, you can't outsmart Mr. Leptin. He's extremely smart, even smarter than his friend Mr. Google. You know, they always have the answer. You see, this process has been referred to as the starvation defense system. As you go on and off diets, time and time again, your body can see a diet coming a mile away. So when you eventually regain what was lost, it will store a little extra for some insurance in case this happens again, basically making you fatter than when you first started. Now, you just need to look at TV shows like The Biggest Loser for this to really make sense. Let's look at scenario number two. This scenario really displays how cool Mr. Leptin can be if you treat him nicely. Let's say on a Saturday night, I decide to eat a full family-sized pizza and a liter of ice cream. Actually, let's make that two family-sized pizza, because I can tend to get hungry on a Saturday night. And a liter of ice cream, of course. This is where we cue Mr. Leptin. Mr. Leptin will see this, and he will call Mr. Hypothalamus, who then tells Mr. Thyroid to speed up my metabolism and decrease my appetite, so that I can get my fat stores back to normal. This is why you do not need to cut out all of your favorite foods when embarking on a transformational journey. The key is to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And I like to use the word moderation. This is why cheat meals, quote unquote cheat meals, has been such a successful component in people's journeys. You see, if you treat Mr. Leptin right, he will go to work and help you burn off the pizza, as long as you're not following up pizza by pizza by pizza day after day. What happens when Mr. Leptin gets abused too many times with too many pizzas, too many cakes? Mr. Hypothalamus actually gets fed up with Mr. Leptin ringing him. And what happens is you become Mr. Leptin resistant. Mr. Hypothalamus is no longer answering the call. Now, this is probably a great time to use the You Blocked Me on Facebook song analogy, but Mr. Hypothalamus has blocked Mr. Leptin. Now, this is where we enter the danger zone. When the brain becomes leptin resistant, it thinks it is actually dealing with a thin person with low fat stores and low leptin levels. So what does this do? Well, you guessed it. It tells your metabolism to slow down and increase your hunger. Now, a slow metabolism and increased appetite is the last thing you want when you're overeating. Let's throw in another player. When Mr. Leptin is low or resistant, as in this case, the other hormone called Mr. Cortisol, he skyrockets. Now, Mr. Cortisol is a catabolic fat-storing, muscle-wasting hormone. Basically, it's not very good. Reduced amounts of Mr. Leptin also triggers another stomach hormone called Mr. Ghrelin. And to make matters worse, Mr. Neuropeptide Y is also out on the hunt. Now, this hormone is actually responsible for the cravings of carbohydrates, and not the good types of carbohydrates either. The types of carbohydrates that drive up Mr. Insulin. Now, Mr. Insulin is the main hormone responsible for the accumulation of fat. Now, I know this sounds like a hormonal party that no one wants to attend, so let's recap so you can gain a better understanding of exactly what happens. So let's say you go on a calorie-restricted diet. Then, Mr. Leptin declines due to reduced fat stores, or when Mr. Hypothalamus has just had enough of the abuse of bad foods. Low levels of Mr. Leptin inhibit Mr. Thyroid from being able to do his work, therefore resulting in a slower metabolism. Low levels of Mr. Leptin will increase Mr. Cortisol, which stores fat and burns muscle. Low levels of Mr. Leptin increase Mr. NPY, neuropeptide Y, which makes you crave bad carbohydrates. You know, the ones that you just need to eat that packet of Tim Tam, those ones. Low levels of Mr. Leptin will also increase Mr. Ghrelin, which actually increases your appetite and makes you constantly hungry. Then what happens? Well, your metabolism slows, which will decrease your energy levels, stopping you from finding the motivation to want to exercise. You'll also feel like eating maybe one, two, or maybe three pizzas, and you'll begin to overeat. It is at this stage you will admit defeat and you've failed your fat loss program. Due to the fact that you've been restricting calories, your body will store the extra calories now consumed as much needed collateral, in case you ever try and do this again. Now, at some stage, you'll embark on another whiz-bang diet, then you're back to square one. This is why the yo-yo effect takes place. Now, this, my friend, is why most diets will fail and will make you fatter. Now, the majority of diets are either unachievable, unrealistic, based off hype and not scientific facts, are more of a marketing program than a nutritional one, and basically are downright ridiculous. My tip for this is to stop dieting and start eating clean, nutritious foods. Which brings us into insider secret number 4. Stop eating foods that Mr. Leptin doesn't like and start eating real foods. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one. I could not do the topic of nutrition justice in this report. However, in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of foods that we highly recommend that you add to your nutrition program. So let's keep it simple here. In the Fit Chick VIP members area, we actually cover the nutritional topic in more depth, and we also have example meal plans that you can utilize as a guide. But for now, let's just give you some real quality wholesome foods that you need to be utilizing in your diet. Let's start with proteins. Now, we want to use whole organic free-range eggs, free-range chicken, ducks, white meat, turkey, grass-fed beef, buffalo, lamb, venison, all wild fish, seafood's fantastic, raw almonds, walnuts, macadamia nuts, pecan nuts, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, sunflower seeds, raw nut butters are great as well. Now, you can see there, eating proteins is the source for rebuilding and repair of your damaged muscle tissue when you exercise. Now, of course, I did mention whole organic and free range options. However, that's the best option if you could choose that. Now, if you can't use that, you want to use what's the next best available thing for you. If you look at fruits and vegetables, you could utilize all vegetables. Now, here's a couple of caveats. If you're going to have sweet potato and potato, try and utilize those best consumed after your exercise, because what this does is it replenishes your carbohydrate and glycogen system that has been taken or created empty via exercise. So what happens is your carbohydrate stores that you have in your body prior to exercise will be used as energy when you're working out. And after you finish your exercise, you need to replenish those stores. So that's when it's the best time to consume sweet potatoes. We also don't limit you to fruit. So, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3, 4 pieces if you really need to of fruit a day. But this is where we always come back to make sure you notice what your body is doing when you actually consume these foods. For some people, they may need to consume less fruit per day because of the fructose and sugar content that they do have. Try to eliminate any dried or canned fruit due to the higher sugar content that these have. Now, in regards to what can be used at any meal, we're big fans on using extra organic virgin oil, cold press preferably, butter, don't use the fake butter, use the real stuff, no margarine, coconut oil is fantastic. Utilize all the spices, there's so many different spices out there to really spice up your food. Celtic sea salt is also good, don't use the table salt. Herbal teas are fantastic, so you know, have as many herbal teas as you'd like to throughout the day. And of course, water. Make sure you drink at least 0.33 mL per kilo of body weight. So if you're 100 kilos, you want to consume 3.3 liters of water a day. So if you're 50 kilos, you're going to consume half of that. Okay, so I bet your first question here is, well, you haven't even mentioned wheat or grains. And my friend, this is where the nutritional debate really does start to take place. Now, dietitians have pounded into our skulls that grains are a preferred source of fiber. Now, my good friend and world-renowned nutrition expert, Sean Croxton, totally agrees with me that this is hogwash and simply a way to sell more grains. Fruit and vegetables have plenty of fiber in them, and they are far superior to what grains can ever offer you. But as always, I am a big fan on letting your body tell the story. Remember this, we all have a different why. We all have a different root cause. And yes, if you've guessed where I'm heading with this, we all have different reactions to foods. Most grains contain gluten, which a large proportion of the population is intolerant of, or at least sensitive to. basically meaning that your body cannot properly digest or break down the grains. So here is what I suggest. Try going 7 days without grains. Then on the 8th day, have a meal or two that involves grains. Then see what your body is telling you. Studies show that by eating a diet containing high in grains is actually associated with a greater risk of having heart disease than eating a diet that is high in fat. Crazy, right? In fact, the New England Journal of Medicine recently declared that grains are the cause of over 55 diseases. Now, as I said, I won't open that debate, but all I say is listen to your body and your body will tell you what you need to do. Let's move on to insider secret number 5. Stop exercising aimlessly. Now, when it comes to exercises, there are many variables and techniques that you can use to carve a toned, curvy body, including sets, reps, rest, duration, tempo, exercise selection, supersets, tri-sets, circuits, negatives, funky equipment, sprint training versus cardio, and many, many, many more. And that right there is where the problem lies. You see, it's like being thrown into the middle of the Amazon jungle and being told to find your own way out. Except in this case, there are no animal-like creatures that we need to avoid, except the ones, of course, in the gym. Now, inside the FitCheck VIP members area, we have several different workout systems and specific workouts that you could simply pick and choose. Now, let's look at a couple of key concepts on how to achieve the best possible results from your workout. Concept number one is there is no time for chitter-chatter. Now, I see this far too often. People standing around talking about what they did in the weekend or what they're going to be doing in the upcoming weekend and never actually concentrating on their workout because they don't have a why. That's right. Go back to number one. They don't have a why strong enough that is going to lead them to take action. What this leads to is ineffective rest periods. And let me tell you, this is exactly why workouts are being sabotaged all around the world. Let's look at a quick hormone lesson. When it comes to losing body fat, growth hormone, which is known as the fountain of youth, is what we are after. Now, many elite bodybuilders actually buy the aftermarket growth hormone and inject it due to its amazing results. However, in this case, growth hormone is actually naturally secreted in our bodies, and we do not need to resort to those extreme measures. We just simply need to learn how to manipulate this hormone so we can reap the rewards it brings. Now, by manipulating our rest periods, we can elicit more growth hormone. That's right. So the less chitter-chatter you use, the more growth hormone you are going to be utilizing or producing. So instead of resting 2+ minutes between sets and engaging in a dialogue on how Sarah is now dating Jeff from work, I would recommend opting for a minimum 30 to 45 second rest period. That's right. So you do one set, rest for 30 seconds, then move on to the next set. Not only will this speed up your entire workout, it will actually speed up your entire fat burning system. It's a double whammy. Now let's look at concept number two, choosing the right exercises. Just because you turn up to the gym or boot camp, or even your living room for that matter, and put your gym gear and your new running shoes on, I'm sorry to say, that does not constitute a workout. In order to maximize your true potential, you need to combine all of these strategies together. It's sort of like Captain Planet, where by your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. Yeah, I know. But that takes a trip through memory lane hearing that. But when it comes to fat loss, exercise selection is very high up there on the fat loss hierarchy. In fact, exercise selection can be the make or break of a workout. This is why you must use the two best training modalities available. And let me share those with you. Training modality number one, resistant training, also known as weights or bodyweight training. Now, this method of training is far superior if you're looking to burn fat and build a lean, sexy, curvy physique. Now, when you're designing your workouts, be sure to use exercises that give you the best bang for your buck. So, instead of doing a seated leg extension, choose one of the dozen different squat variations you have available. Now, the two most popular squat variations are the back squat and the front squat. Both are great exercises for fat loss and body development. I like to follow the method, the more muscles you use, the more fat you'll lose. So always keep that in mind when selecting your exercises. Training modality number two, use sprint training. You can use a protocol like this one in a study of Journal of Strength and Conditioning. It consisted of 6 times 35 meter sprints at your maximum effort, with a 10 second rest in between each sprint, performed 2 times per week. Or you could look at another protocol used in the Applied Physiology, Nutrition and Metabolism, as little as 3 high intensity sessions per week, involving 10 minutes of intense exercise with a time commitment of 30 minutes per session. This includes your warm-up, recovery between intervals, and cool-down. Another great benefit of interval training is that it has been shown to improve your actual overall aerobic capacity. Some studies have even shown a 9 times greater fat loss response by utilizing sprint training versus long, continuous aerobic training. There was even another study from the Journal of Sports Nutrition that actually showed 2 minutes of sprint training had comparable results to that of 30 minutes continuous cardio. Now, I must throw a disclaimer out here. The 2 minutes of sprint training is done at maximum effort, nowhere near the same capacity you would utilize when utilizing slow, long cardio. Okay, so enough of the studies. I really think you get the point. Here is another sprint training progression that you could use. Now, it's very important to make sure that you warm up correctly before doing any form of sprint training to avoid injury. Here's an example sprint training session you could utilize. I actually use this one fairly frequently. 15 seconds worth of maximum effort at 10 out of 10, meaning you can go as hard as you can, followed by 45 seconds rest. Try and aim for a 4 to 5 out of 10 during your rest period. That's normally just a nice brisk, like just a walk. Now you can repeat this for 7 minutes. Simple as that, and you're done. Now, of course, there needs to be progression taken up to this, because for a beginner trainee, trying to get 10 out of 10, your maximum effort, is really going to be unachievable. What happens is the longer you exercise or the longer you have been training your body, the more ability you have to be able to work at your maximum repetition range. Now, this is also a great way to finish off a workout. I always recommend doing sprint training at the end of your workouts. Now, as you can see, we haven't even scratched the surface on the exercising component. But before we move on, I want to share with you 2 more very important strategies that 98% of people do not follow. Yet, these strategies are super crucial when it comes to achieving the body of your dreams. Number 1, counting your tempo. Using controlled tempo variations are a fantastic way to speed up your results, to break plateaus, and to massively increase your strength gains. So why would you not want to do it, right? A good starting tempo is 4-0-1-0. This means in a squat pattern, you will lower yourself to the ground in 4 seconds. The 0 will be no rest at the bottom. The 1 will be 1 second to rise up. And the 0 will be no rest at the top. Then you repeat. What this means is that you have just taken 5 seconds to complete a single repetition. Now, be sure to count the seconds in your head. You'll be very surprised at what your normal default speed is if you do not count. I also want you to look at the concept of understanding time under tension. Time under tension will create your desired outcome. It will determine your desired set and how long in seconds you will need to be putting your muscles under tension for. When your goal is fat loss and lean muscle growth, your time under tension needs to be around the 40 to 60 seconds mark per set. So if you are utilizing a tempo of 4-0-1-0 per rep, which actually equates to 5 seconds per rep, your total amount of reps for the set will be between 8 to 12. Now, yes, that's exactly why most people use an 8 to 12 rep range. It's based on time under tension. The unfortunate thing is people don't really understand it. And that is why it's very important to back that up with the right tempo speed. As mentioned earlier, now imagine if you were to take 3 seconds to complete a single repetition and you're only doing 8 reps. What that means is you have just put your body under a 24 second time under tension. Now that's well outside your desired time under tension range of 40 to 60 seconds. This is why it is so important to avoid working out aimlessly. Let's move on and finish up with insider secret number 6. You need a coach. Now, this is generally the hardest yet most profound point to get across to anyone. But for the people who do embrace this and engage in its power, they are the people who will have the most profound outcomes in all areas of their life. Successful sportsmen and women have a coach. Successful business people have a coach. A coach has a coach. Dogs that can do backflips and walk on a tightrope even have a coach. Now, I'm sure you're getting my point here, right? In order to succeed, you need to have someone in your corner. Imagine being a boxer and at the end of the round, you have to go and sit down in your corner on a little wooden seat all by yourself. Not very motivating, right? Well, lucky for you, you're not in a boxing match. And lucky for you, you no longer need to search for your coach. Why is that, you're probably wondering? Well, because I would like to become your coach. That's right. I want to be your coach. I want to be in your corner every step of the way. I want you to join myself and Emily along with hundreds of other FitChick VIP members today and let us guide you on your journey through the highs, the lows, and everything in between. We want to help you finally achieve the body and lifestyle of your dreams. So if you'd like to be a part of the most exclusive, life-changing opportunity available to females who are looking to build a toned, curvy body and to create and live the lifestyle you truly deserve, then we want to help you. In the coming days, we're going to have a lot more information on this. But until then, I highly recommend you take any of the tips and strategies that I've shared here today with you and put them immediately into your current regime. Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Insider Secrets Report. It is truly an honor to be able to serve you and to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that have not only worked for me, but thousands of other individuals around the world. Now, I would love to hear what you thought of this report, so if you could please send me an email at info@fiitinternational.com.au.